Craig Clausen of Gahanna, a suburb of Columbus, is facing a dilemma this election season.
I was a lifelong Democrat until this year's primaries.
If you were to ask Craig a year ago who he would vote for in the November presidential election, he would have been likely to tell you the Democratic nominee.
I donated money to their cause. I volunteered time for the Obama campaigns, both the first and second one. I've, you know, sung their praises on social media.
But all that changed this year. Clausen is a Bernie Sanders supporter, and he says the leaked DNC emails show that the party unfairly favored Hillary Clinton over Sanders in the primary.
I don't feel that she is the right choice in this election.
But as much as Clausen dislikes Clinton, he says the thought of Donald Trump as president is much worse. He wants to vote for the Green Party's Jill Stein, but believes his vote in the all-important swing state of Ohio should do more in defeating Trump. So, he's trading his vote.
This is a way for me to sort of justify my vote for Clinton, right? I would have voted for Stein, but now I know that somebody else is going to vote for Stein, and I can vote for Clinton in a place where a Clinton vote means the most.
Clausen is swapping votes through a project called Trump Traitors. Here's how it works. A third-party voter in a swing state who fears a Trump victory can trade their vote with a Clinton voter in a state that already seems to be polling in her favor, or one she's going to lose anyway. Clausen's trading with a voter from South Carolina. This is the pitch in an ad from TrumpTraders.org.
You've decided to vote for a third party.
But
we can all agree that the worst outcome would be...
I am your voice!
The Super PAC, Republicans for Clinton 2016, is the group behind Trump Traitors. So it's pretty clear that they're hoping the end result of this project will be a Clinton victory. But as Trump Traitors' Chris Talbot explains, this can encourage more votes for both Stein and Libertarian Party nominee Gary Johnson by doing it a different way.
Somewhere around 500,000 to 600,000 voters in Ohio are telling pollsters that they are going to support a third-party candidate. Those votes for Gary Johnson and Jill Stein in Ohio, they basically amount to half a vote for Donald Trump.
That statement right there is exactly what fires up third-party campaign staffers such as Lindsay Workman. Workman is the national grassroots director for the Johnson campaign. And for months, she's been battling that narrative that a vote for Johnson or Stein helps Trump.
I think that that's a deplorable, to use a Hillary Clinton word, way of operating politics. And I just hope that people realize that and stand up and vote for who they believe in. Because on November 9th, regardless of the outcome of the election, you'll at least be able to say, well, you know what? I stood up for what I believed in and I voted for the person that I believe should run this country.
As for vote swapping itself, Workman says the campaign is not a fan of the idea, but they're also not seeing groups like Trump Traitors as some sort of competition. In fact, their promotional efforts, according to Workman, seems to be generating even more name recognition for people like Johnson. Neither the Clinton campaign nor the Trump campaign wanted to comment on vote trading. However, Trump's Ohio spokesperson did suggest we contact top elections officials with the Secretary of State's office. So we did. Press Secretary Josh Eck says vote trading is completely legal under one condition. There can be no money involved.
So as long as you're not being compensated for your vote, then you can come to the conclusion on who you're going to cast your vote for however you'd like.
A similar effort was deemed legal in the year 2000 with a group called Nader Traders, where Ralph Nader voters swapped with Al Gore supporters. Talbot, with Trump Traders, assures that they're following every bit of the law. In fact, there are no measures in place to even guarantee a person will vote the way they say they will. Instead, they're relying on the honor system. There are now more than 10,000 Trump Traitors so far, and the group plans to keep making a major push through mass text messaging and social media, especially targeting voters under 30. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.